This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Big performance from Max. He's gone. And the duplex.
Oh, Max.
Max Gawn gets him nowhere. Barrels him in a tackle.
Number 11, the captain of the Melbourne Football Club, Max Gawn.
And he's with us, Marty.
Max.
Morning.
Well done. Great win.
Thank you.
So lovely to see you looking fit and well. How'd you feel yesterday?
I'm still sore today as well. I'm getting older.
What hurts the most?
Glutes this time.
Glutes?
Hips last week.
In the bum? Glutes.
So it's that general area.
Yeah.
General.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Don't know.
One-legged jumping?
Yeah. It could be the amount of jumps you do. You get knocks at centre bounces. Could be that. Mm.
Bit of stretching afterwards?
Yeah, a little bit of stretching. So I've got some myotherapy today, which is a fancy word for a massage.
Mm-hmm. What about, what did you do yesterday? Recovery-wise.
I had a sauna, which was nice.
Nice. Yeah. You don't feel a bit dehydrated after all that running?
You smack a whole bottle of water while you're in there.
Bang.
Yep. And I went and watched the VFL play.
Nice.
Down at God's Country.
Yeah, down at Casey.
Yeah.
Do you have a can and a hot dog, or you're not allowed to do that?
No, I'm sure you're allowed, but I didn't.
Yeah, because you're a leader.
Yeah.
It's that sort of discipline that means I can never lead a football club, because I would have had 8 cans and 4 hot dogs, and given it a bit of gas. Self, mate! Assholes! I'm driving myself home!
That's what's holding you back.
That's what's holding me back.
That's the only thing.
From an elite sporting career.
Okay.
I wonder what I could do now at 52, sport-wise, and be elite.
Golf?
Darts?
Darts.
Shooting cans and hot dogs.
Bowls.
Be elite.
Bowls.
You could do bowls.
Could still do bowls.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, obviously, I've got to do some heavy training.
You've got to be careful because you'll offend anyone that does this sport.
Yeah, exactly.
And they think I can just rock in and do it.
Yeah.
We already touched on St Kilda Collingwood when you were in on Friday.
Yes.
Adelaide Geelong. I didn't see much of that one. Geelong got over the line in Adelaide.
I thought they were in control the whole game.
Mm.
Like, literally the whole game. They were very, very good. The two big forwards again.
They're looking ominous, aren't they?
Yeah, Tomahawk wasn't as good round one, but he's come back round two. That looked good.
He kicked 5, didn't he? 5?
Did I
just make that up?
4.
They look good.
Tom Stewart was unreal down back.
Paddy looked good.
Do you think he is the best defender in the comp?
He's the quickest to 6 All Australians, and he beat me. I'm the second, so he's
nice.
He's taking that mantle. I don't know why I've inserted myself in that. Yeah.
I don't know.
No, you crowbarred yourself in there beautifully, Max. This is a question about a different bloke. What about the mighty North v Freo? We were up by 40. Just fell over at the end.
That's the only bit I can comment on, because I actually watched it. I get to the G real early. I get there about 3 hours early. So I watched the first half.
In the rooms.
In the rooms. And I was pretty excited for North.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have a win.
This scoreline doesn't make sense for the game that I was watching.
No.
So something must have happened.
Well, end of the second quarter, they kicked 1, Freo, and then they went on to kick another 8 and kicked 9 in a row.
Yeah.
3 hours before the game, Max.
Yeah, I get there 3 hours.
What do you do? That seems like a long time. You have a chat with everyone.
A little bit superstition where, one day I wanted to beat the traffic and get there early, and then I think I must have had a blinder that day.
And so you've always gone early.
Then, I've always gone early.
Is there even anyone there 3 hours early?
There's only one other player. We sort of have a race. Jake Levy gets there about 3 hours early.
At what point would you be late? Like, when is too late?
When is the coach ringing you going, where are you?
I think there's a meeting about an hour and 40. Right. So I'm getting there an hour and 20 early.
Yeah, right.
This is very early.
Mate, I'd be literally walking into that meeting.
With a hot dog.
Why can't this be closer to kickoff?
Is it a long meeting? How long does it go for?
No. Well, you're not taking anything in, really. Yeah.
No notepads?
No.
Don't take your laptop in?
It's all just revision. Sometimes it's something funny. Goody tends to start with something funny. I actually can't remember what he said. It must have been that funny this summer.
Does he ever show you his tab account? In terms of big jokes? Everyone all right?
Do I keep myself clean?
It was untidy.
Do you want to answer that one?
Talking points, Max, before we get back to the round. Well, actually, let's talk Hawthorn Melbourne and then we'll take a break. You looked wonderful, Max.
Thank you.
Of big marks, lots of taps. Hawthorn, I mean, the first quarter was just an absolute blowout.
It was an interesting tactic. We've been beaten like that before. I think Fremantle a couple of years ago.
They were going to try and chip it around.
Yeah, Fremantle took 150 marks on us and beat us. And some sides have tried to do that since. All we knew is we just had to wait for that opportunity that they were going to finally take a kick, like a dicey kick, and then beat them, win the contest, take the ball forward, kick goal, which we did in the first quarter.
A lot.
And then they sort of changed their game style a tiny bit as the game went on, but it was sort of done in that first quarter. We sort of got that 40-point lead and held that for the rest of the game.
There was some strong performances. Old mate with the hair did well.
Yeah, Bailey. He kicked five, played on their skipper in Sicily. Sicily had 10 marks in the first quarter, so Bailey had every right to sort of be cracking it and then sort of fought back. And Track, our boy Track, was super.
Oh, yeah, he was. And Oliver looked good again.
Got tagged. Finn McGuinness has played on him maybe the last three times, and he has actually done quite well on Clayton. And I think he did all right as well again, but Clayton was still pretty good.
And Mays hurt himself.
He has.
What's he done?
I think he might still be in hospital. I haven't checked up on him since about midday yesterday.
Yeah, right.
The plan was he was still going to be in.
And it was ribs and maybe vertebrae?
But they're checking for the other thing. They don't really know what the other thing is, but there's definitely ribs, I think.
And so what's that mean?
I would dare say this week is looking a bit grim. I've never played with any sort of injuries in and around that part of your body.
Which is ridiculous, given you're a ruckman.
Yes.
I would have thought you would have copped the knee in the ribs at some point over the journey.
The shin guard just protects everything, ribs, all. Maisie, now that people know that the ribs might be an issue, I dare say that would ride him out. If no one knew, you could pay maybe wear some padding and get away with it. But Charlie Dixon's a pretty big boy, so I'd be pretty scared
and
of him.
And Jake Lever, do you have an update on
I think
his
he's
knee?
Fine. Yeah, I think he's carry on.
Carry on?
Sooking?
Was he sooking?
Yeah, I think he was sooking.
He's learned from the best.
That is how you captain a football team.
You've come out of the blocks firing. Round one, a little bit funny with old Brundy.
Yeah.
But after that, just Grand dominating.
Yeah.
Sydney Bombers, 131 plays 100. Sydney looked, 19-17, looked pretty strong.
Yeah, a bit in this game.
Bit of dislike too.
Yeah.
A lot of fire.
There was a lot of fire. It's obviously the incident early on, which I think then caused all the spitfires from then on.
Yeah.
Can we get your opinion on if you think it's a 4-plus weaker? Do you think it deserves it?
Are they saying 4 weeks?
Tribunal tomorrow night for Peter Wright, yeah.
What, for the shoulder?
I'd be worried if I was Peter Wright.
Yeah.
You thinking 4, Max?
Yeah, just the way it's all turning, I think, I think we're looking more and more in trouble for incidents like this. I'd be expecting a suspension if I was Peter Wright, but who knows?
Yeah, feels unlucky when he's going for a mark.
It is unlucky. It's going for a mark. But when it's slow-mo is an amazing thing.
Oh, isn't it? And did he take his eyes off the ball?
In slow-mo, yes.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Oh, they got him. Bulldogs Gold Coast. The Bulldogs had a win in Ballarat.
Tends to be good games in Ballarat. This one, not as much, but... I was able to watch this while I was watching the VFL. Goody loves footy. And he had his iPad, like dual screen, watching Port Richmond, watching Bulldogs.
He loves it.
And then watching VFL out there as well.
Oh, God.
So I was watching this game a little bit, but Bulldogs looked like they were just in their own little...
Yeah, Cody Waitman kicked 4 in the first.
In the first?
Yeah. On his way to 6.
Yeah, they looked strong.
You're a long way from the Gold Coast in Ballarat, are you? There's no cocktails and dreams.
It's always windy.
Would they stay in Ballarat, you reckon? Or would they stay in the city and drive?
You tell us. What do you reckon?
Mate, they should stay in Ballarat and enjoy some of regional Victoria's quality offerings.
Stay in Sovereign Hill.
We could do ye olde world on the Sunday, fellas, and then we'll pole back onto the bus, head into Melbourne and fly home. Oh, the flight's been cancelled. The Gold Coast, you get what you deserve. Richmond, Port Adelaide.
Again, a good similar to the Essendon Sydney game. This was a good game up until three-quarter time, and then Port kicked away.
Tigers.
I watched this because we got Port coming up. They've had a lot of scoring shots in 2 weeks. They've been playing some good footy, and they're at home on a Saturday night, so it's going to be a tough little game for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
And West Coast versus GWS.
I've turned it on.
Underwhelming fixtures of all time. I think it had a 6:50 kickoff from memory on a Sunday night.
They still turned up. I saw they still had 40,000.
Well, they've got the most members.
They've got a waiting list for memberships.
It's just extraordinary.
God, they must have had a gutful. Peter Wright, we talked about Stephen May and Jake Lever. We discussed.
We did.
The AFL's considering a life ban to the intruder who stormed Adelaide Oval on Friday night. He's appearing in the Magistrates Court on June 19. That's my birthday. what do you think? Life ban?
Yeah,
you can't have blokes on the field.
Who'd he bump? Brody Smith.
And then one of them tried to tackle him, and I thought, don't do that. Reminds me of Terry Alderman, and it ruined his career. Remember when Terry Alderman had the incident with that bloke all those years ago and ruined his shoulder?
Ben Keyes was the one who tackled him.
Yeah.
And he got a 10 grand fine for it.
Ben Keyes did?
I think you've fallen for a Tom Brown parody account.
Damn it.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
I saw that on Twitter.
It would have been great if he did.
Oh,
that's
Max.
A great talking point. I wonder why he didn't ask me that.
That's the sort of stuff I fall for.
Yeah. I normally don't fall for that. Anyway.
No, you've been very good.
But he did. Tom Keyes tackled him. I reckon I would have as well. If he come anywhere near me, I reckon I would have tackled
him. But you tackle him and you break his arm.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, for sure you're in trouble.
But Keyes did it well. He protected the head.
Yeah.
He's got to get a week.
Yeah. Have we seen the content the guy was filming? That would have been. It's good.
Did he have a GoPro on?
He was filming with his phone.
Making a TikTok.
Yeah. Was he really?
Yeah. That's why it's so frustrating.
This is why I have so many issues with China.
Max?
How do you do a life ban?
Well, exactly. How do you police a life ban if he goes down to Ballarat to watch?
Shaves his head and comes in on a GA ticket the following day.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got no hope of a life ban. We don't have like face recognition technology like they do in the UK where they just go ping, 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 ping. You and your mates. I made some of that up.
I got face recognition.
Can you check if they've got face recognition?
It's a good one for fact check.
As a soccer in the UK. Sure. Because I was just on a roll then.
Does it go ping, 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 ping?
It goes ping, 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 ping. That's it, sort of getting all the different points of your face.
Normally you can get away with that, but we all sat in silence for a good 10 seconds.
Is that right?
No one's helping me here. I think they
might have facial recognition.
Oh, there you go.
I knew they did.
Yeah. So you get a life ban there.
Please explain from Essendon runner Travis Cloak, who became involved in a scuffle to drag Bombers players away.
I did see this vision. I would love my runner to do that.
Yeah.
But I would hate the opposition runner to do that. So. Yeah. I would lean towards maybe Cloakey shouldn't have done it.
No, I don't think Cloakey should be handling players at all in his role as a runner.
No.
Is your runner a former player?
Yeah, Reece Conker, but he's not physical at all.
Yeah.
He's quite the opposite to Travis Cloak. And when not intimidating as well.
When he comes out to tell you something, how brief is it?
It depends if it's good or bad. If it's bad, it's brief.
It's bad.
Yeah. You could tell it's a watered-down version.
Of what he's been told.
Well, I've sat in the box multiple times and I've heard what's actually said. And then when I've been, Reece is like, hey, mate, you've got to bring that ball to the ground. I know what's been said.
So hey, mate, nice you've just got to bring that ball to the ground.
Please.
Thank you, mate. It all sounds so polite, Max.
But, yeah, it's normally a watered-down version, quite brief. But, yeah, I would say Cloak, if he had his time again, he might not have done it.
He was trying to do the right thing.
I think he did do the right in terms of I think the fight stopped.
Yeah.
So maybe they've got Cloak to thank. But I would be – if that was an opposition runner, I reckon I'd be a bit iffy about it.
Mm. So you got Port next week?
Port next week.
Are we talking to you at the end of this week? Or?
Before the flight.
Yeah, beautiful, Max.
I'm on my way to Tullamarine.
Oh, nice. Yes. Good on you, mate. All right, well, we'll chat about it then. But well played this weekend. Great win for you guys. Dominated from the get-go and never let your foot off the gas.
Yeah, it was good fun. It was good fun. I enjoyed MCG Twilight. That's a great time slot. I think maybe that's a granny later down the path, eventually. That 4:30 slot.
So what time did you kick off?
4:35.
And how did you feel about it? I mean, it's still daylight saving. Is it daylight? No, September's not daylight saving yet.
It'll be dark by the second quarter come grand final, I dare say.
Yeah. Oh, we're just holding back the tide with that.
Andrew Dillon, a big traditionalist, though.
Is he? Halftime will be dark.
Yeah.
Which is
why I didn't make it to halftime this year.
Oh, didn't you? Max Gorn, thanks for joining us. The Marty Sheargold Show on Triple M.